We've made it. It's Christmas night. It's Christmas night, and through these almost dark stained glass windows, it is cold. It possibly reflects or represents how, if you are like me, some of you may have felt frozen stiff over these years, last couple years of wintering through a pandemic. But this night, Christmas is breaking in the form of a baby, because God was so crazy in love with creation that God had to just join us in flesh, to touch us and feed us and know us. So this night, light will break in. My husband reminded me today of probably the person who coined and made the light resonant in this year was probably poet Amanda Gorman in her 2021 inaugural poem that concluded with, "There is always light if we are brave enough to see it." It is Christmas night. Mary, a refugee escaping the empire's registration, has just made a long trip. She has arrived into a dangerous city from Nazareth. While they were there, it became time for Mary to deliver her child. It was a terrifying experience. She had no midwife, obviously no doctor. There was not even a helpful female friend to coach her through her birth, but she was brave enough. And she faced her feelings of desperation and pain. And labor is now over for Mary. And the flurry of where and when to birth this child, it is now past. The how of a young girl without her mother and all that heavy breathing, that's all behind her. Mary survived, and the baby survived. Let's take a moment to realize that that was no small miracle. They are alive. And tonight, the stable is quiet. There's only sounds of the baby. And she looks at that child and she amazes at her good fortune. She is struck by God's mercy. She holds all of this in her heart. And the baby cries, and just as the hard work of birth has ended, the tireless task of keeping him alive has now begun. She doubts how she will keep him safe, how he will be received back home, if and ever they will ever return home. Yet this night, Mary knows that this child has changed her by his love, has enabled her to be love, and for unto her a child is born. It is Christmas night. Joseph sleeps his very first sleep in weeks. His bride has given birth. A son is born. His legacy and God's legacy is here. And despite the slander of the pregnancy, the rushed wedding, the journey of their escape, despite all the taxes and the economy, all this is paled by the small, hot breaths of this tiny baby. Finally, Joseph can rest and thank God that his family is safe and they are together and they really have been rescued by love. He stops worrying. God has provided. And he sleeps that deep, dreamy sleep. Soon the baby cries and the fire needs stoking. Mary needs water, and the dream from which he was stirred, he begins to think, how will he protect his family, this child, from danger? And Joseph begins the work of Christmas. For unto him a child is born. It is Christmas night, and those shepherds, they're coming into from the fields after a long, dark night and winter. They drink their coffee, they count their sheep, and they thank God that their flocks have survived another night, unharmed by the wolves or the frost, and they talk amongst themselves. Were they dreaming, or was it a trick of their being isolated? Could it be that angels spoke to us, to this motley crew? Could it be that a savior, a redeemer, is being born for them? The shepherds put away the sheep. They shove a few hard biscuits into their mouth. They race to the manger to see if what the angels told them was deception or if they could trust the angels. And when they arrive, dirty, tired, and overworked, they are greeted by a baby king. They tell the new parents of the angels. They're singing the promise of goodwill and peace that has come into a broken, hurting world. They rejoice, and those shepherds want to linger. However, they know that they must bear witness to the good news. They must be bearers of light. They must live the lives that they dreamed of. The waiting is over, and they want to use their roughness and their meekness to begin to tell others to turn toward love. They have a job to do, for unto them a child is born. It is Christmas night. Wise men from far, far away put away their telescopes. "Do you see what I see?" they say to one another. "Do you think what I think?" they ask each other. "Could this star shine as bright as it seems? Could it signify a new set of priorities with a new king now?" Their intellects can't confirm it, yet their hearts know what is true. So these astronomers chart, clock, map the star. Then they pack their bags for a journey. They will travel and travel and travel, and finally they will get to the land of the star, and they will see a seismic shift, that this king isn't born in a palace of wealth, but this king is the embodiment of love. This child will instruct them how to pursue justice, how to find the lost, how to heal the brokenhearted, and feed the hungry, and release the prisoner, and rebuild the nation. In a couple weeks, we'll tell this full story, this account of how the Magi come and they bring these gifts to Christ. And they mark him and they honor him as the king. As danger looms and the angels warn, they head home by a different route. And they will tell of that awesome light. For unto them a child is born. It is Christmas night, and under the ground under Herod's feet is starting to tremble. Danger is palpable. The days of material wealth, power, privilege, by ruling by oppression, and bigotry are feeling over. Herod's time is closing in, and he could tax and oppress and abuse for only so much longer. He was told that a new king was threatening to overturn this economy. The game as he knew it was coming to a close. Herod must have known that nothing was going to be the same for him. He doesn't know quite how strong the forces of love are, but love overcomes evil, and there is nothing Herod can do to stop that. For unto him, even, a child is born. For unto us a child is born too. It is Christmas night, and we are optimistic. You all have chosen to worship despite so many obstacles. And this night, not knowing if we can do it tomorrow, but this night we make music. This night we choose joy and cheer. And tomorrow, the king will start his walk toward Golgotha because he came not to just love us and teach us and heal us, but he also came to save us. But that story is later. In this very moment, it is Christmas. It is Christmas and the hope of the world and the hope of our lives and our trust and our joy is lying in the manger, and it is safe and sound. So we can put aside our worry, because the days will unfold as they will. And tonight we can behold God's Son. This is my prayer. Let the love we choose to give tonight be the lullaby that soothes this child. Let the laughter in our homes be the milk that enables a healthier year. Let our charity and generosity be the swaddling clothes that keeps this miracle warm. It is Christmas, and the baby has arrived. So let us rejoice, for unto us, for us, a child is born. Merry Christmas.